rule, please, Carla.
Item 135.
And again, please, no clapping, no booing, thumbs up or thumbs down. Mr. Walsh, you know the rules.
135, request of Severo Gonzalez to address council regarding an investigation into private correspondence leaked to the media and sexual harassment endured while working at the city.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Severo Gonzalez, and I will be speaking this morning in follow-up to email correspondence I previously sent to the City of Portland regarding sexual and workplace harassment. Correspondence, I must note, that was leaked to the media without my knowledge or permission. With respect to this leak, representatives from the City of Portland have offered that any material in their possession is a public record and therefore subject to release. Not untrue. However, the City of Portland utilizes a very stringent public records request process in order to ensure that publicly held information is adequately reviewed prior to its release. In the case of my correspondence, no such review occurred, nor was a request submitted prior to its release. Complaints of harassment are considered confidential by city code. The release of my correspondence without review or redaction violates the city's administrative rules. Separately, and in response to the city's assertion that, one, my complaints would have been investigated if they had been reported, and two, that Mr. Adams is no longer a City of Portland employee, limiting the scope of any investigation, I would note the following. I reported my concerns to at least two supervisors, Tom Miller and Jennifer Yoakum. That neither felt compelled to investigate my concerns does not absolve the city of their responsibility to determine what actually occurred. Additionally, an investigation should never be limited to the actions of the perpetrator, in this case, Mr. Adams, but should also include an investigation of those supervisors who have a responsibility to ensure a safe work environment. For example, Ms. Yoakum previously served as my direct supervisor, and unlike Mr. Adams, she remains a City of Portland employee. Given her involvement in this matter, I believe Ms. Yoakum should be required to account for her inaction with respect to the concerns I previously raised. In conclusion, I would like to share the following 4 points. First, the city's decision to approve of the leak of my confidential correspondence has impacted how others in the future will seek to report their personal concerns or feelings of harassment. Second, the City of Portland must stop denying there is nothing more to be done. I urge the publicly elected City Council to support an external investigation of this matter. Third, I witnessed firsthand how the City's practices stifle complaints of sexual harassment. In 2007, a temporary Peabody employee complained to me about inappropriate behavior by a permanent Peabody employee. When the matter was brought to the attention of our then supervisor, I was ordered to speak to the temporary employee in an effort to discourage him from pursuing other remedies. The temporary employee eventually resigned. However, the permanent employee remains working for Peabody. Finally, I was able to find a few documents to support my allegation that I used my personal funds for goods and services that benefited Mr. Adams. I have left copies of that information with the council clerk. Thank you.
Thank you.